First, can you explain the main takeaway points of this internal memo, which was declassified by Mexican authorities?
What this document in particular exposes is that the internal investigations conducted by Mexico's own federal prosecutors revealed that there was municipal state police officials directly connected to the Zetas, the cartels, to such a point where it's hard to even distinguish who was a member of the Zetas and who was a police official. In the document, they interview one of the police officials who was arrested, who they identify as by his alias name, El Junior, alluding that he was a part of the Zetas, and he discusses the way that the police officials were paid by the Zetas to kidnap people, to turn them over to the Zetas instead of bringing them to the municipal detention facility, and carry out lookout for the Zetas and essentially provide cover for their activity. And so this was pretty clearly going on with the knowledge of the federal authorities, certainly for years. And so the importance of releasing this type of information, internal documents produced by Mexico's authorities, is really critical, particularly to establishing that these were human rights violations. They weren't just acts of criminal violence, as the government has liked to portray them. They were human rights crimes committed with the hand of the state. And so that is a really important element here that also connects what's happened in Ayotzinapa as well.
The document shows that 17 police officials from San Fernando were detained in connection to the mass graves there in 2011. Where are those officials now?
That's also still undetermined as well. That's another issue. These investigations have been going on since 2011, and it seems that that what we see in Mexico as an apparent deliberative way to keep information secret is continuing these kind of perpetual investigations, these preliminary investigations, which under the access to information law in Mexico, these files can be kept secret under reserve under these exemptions. But Mexico's access law also has a particular clause, a human rights override clause, that states that if documents pertain to human rights investigations, they cannot be held secret. And so that's what this clause was cited by the Access to Information Oversight Body in Mexico, IFAI, which ordered the federal prosecutors to disclose these documents. But in relation to the 17 police officials, some have been prosecuted, some haven't, but it's very difficult to obtain this kind of information because they keep it secret under this kind of indefinite investigative phase.
What was released by Mexican authorities was only a very brief memo. The largest body of information about the massacre and mass graves in San Fernando has actually come from U.S. documents released under the Freedom of Information Act. What did those U.S. documents reveal?
Yeah, the U.S. documents have been incredibly useful in revealing these type of connections between Mexico's security forces, between the migration authorities, between a lot of these state authorities and these abuses, particularly targeting migrants around this time in 2010, 2011. And several of these documents that we published, that we received through the Freedom of Information Act in the U.S. and then published last fall, discussed the type of impunity that the Zetas were operating within in San Fernando at the time of the San Fernando massacres. U.S. officials at the consulate in Matamoros in Tamaulipas, as well as U.S. embassy officials, received close information from their counterparts in the Mexico government, discussing this kind of impunity and discussing this kind of collaboration between local security forces and the drug gangs. And those documents have been really important to cite those to help push for the declassification of documents on the Mexico side. So without those, it wouldn't have been possible to kind of force the agency's hands in Mexico to get those declassified.
It's worth mentioning that San Fernando is only just a short drive into the Mexican interior from the Texas border, yet the massacre and the discovery of the mass graves there weren't particularly huge stories in the U.S. media. Why should the average American care about these types of incidents in Mexico?
I think the largest issue is that there's millions and millions, over upwards of $2 billion by this time, of U.S. funding that has gone to security assistance in Mexico. And this is being poured into security forces that are directly intertwined in these type of violations. I think we've seen that more with the case of Ayotzinapa, where the government has admitted that the local security forces were involved, and more information has come to light that federal authorities, it appears, were also involved. So these are security entities that are receiving direct assistance from the U.S., and I think that deserves a large part of accountability on the U.S. side, and in that it's part of the right of U.S. citizens and Mexico citizens to know what is happening with our taxpayer dollars and what's happening in our name, but without necessarily our complete knowledge.
Jesse Franzblau is an independent researcher and a consultant with the National Security Archive. He's part of an ongoing effort by international and Mexico-based groups to declassify documents pertaining to a massacre of 72 migrants and the discovery of mass graves in the northern Mexican town of San Fernando, Tamaulipas. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.